From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting a day of mourning and a day of celebration following the death of former Cuban leader Fidel Castro. President Barack Obama has reached out to the Cuban people to offer his condolences on the death of Fidel Castro. Cuban President Raul Castro announced his brother's death at the age of 90 late Friday on Cuban state television. In a statement Saturday, Mr. Obama said in the days ahead, Cubans would recall the past and also look to the future. In his words, as they do, the Cuban people must know that they have a friend and partner in the United States of America. The Cuban government has ordered 9 days of official mourning. Fidel Castro was to be cremated Saturday, and his ashes will be interred in his hometown of Santiago on December 4th. Meanwhile, President-elect Donald Trump issued a statement in which he called Castro a brutal dictator whose legacy is one of firing squads, theft, unimaginable suffering, poverty, and the denial of fundamental human rights. Trump said that while Cuba remains a totalitarian island, he hopes Castro's death marks a move away from the horrors endured for too long and toward a future in which the wonderful Cuban people finally live in the freedom they so richly deserve. Florida Representative Ileana Ross Lehtinen is a Cuban-American who says she will work with Trump to bring freedom to Cuba.
Our commitment is to work closely with the new incoming administration to seek ways to be on the side of the Cuban people who yearn for democracy, who long for liberty, and not cozy up to their brutal repression.
In Miami's Little Havana neighborhood, news of Castro's death set off noisy celebrations that continued through Saturday. This is VOA News. President-elect Donald Trump has called efforts by the Green Party to force recounts in 3 swing states a scam, even as Hillary Clinton's campaign joined the recount efforts in the Midwestern state of Wisconsin. Green Party candidate Jill Stein had filed a petition Friday to request a vote recount in Wisconsin, one of 3 recounts she is seeking in key states that Trump narrowly won this month. Hillary Clinton's election campaign lawyer said Saturday that Clinton's campaign joined the effort after investigating whether there was any outside interference in the November 8th election. There were ongoing concerns that Russian hackers might try to influence the vote, particularly after they successfully hacked the computer network of the Democratic National Committee and tried to hack voter registration databases. At least 20 people were killed and 20 others injured in a car bombing at a crowded market in Somalia's capital Mogadishu on Saturday. According to security officials, at midday local time, a man parked a car laden with explosives at the entrance of an open-air fruit and vegetable market in the city's Afsayoni neighborhood. Somali President Hassan Sheikh Mohammed has said security forces have captured the bomber. The Somali Islamist group Al-Shabaab often carries out such attacks in the capital, although there was no immediate claim of responsibility by that group. It was another day of heavy fighting in Mosul, Iraq, Saturday, as Iraqi troops continued their push to dislodge Islamic State militants controlling the majority of the northern city. Iraqi Special Forces troops fired mortars and machine guns in response to IS attacks in 2 neighborhoods. Iraqi military and hospital officials said mortar rounds fired by Islamic State overnight and early Saturday killed 16 civilians in neighborhoods already retaken by troops. The UN Refugee Agency says at least 73,000 Iraqis have fled Mosul since the government's campaign to retake the city began on October 17th. After days of heavy combat, Syria said Saturday its Russian-backed army has regained full control of a key rebel-held district in the war-torn city of Aleppo. State media reported that army engineering units in the Masakin Hanano district are dismantling mines and other explosives planted by the rebels. Western analysts have warned that the fall of Masakin Hanano would place government forces in a position to cut off northern parts of the rebel-held sector from the rest of the opposition-held districts. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.